Hello.
Hello.
I want to thank you for returning our call today. You've reached Local Splash. This is Swank's Drain and Line Cleaners.
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name is Doug, and we're calling to speak with the person there who handles your online listings. Usually the owner of the business. Is that who I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Oh, hi there. Reason we've called you, Local Splash is a data service provider to Google and Meta, that's Facebook. We were calling to speak with you about placing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing for your categories in your area. In other words, anytime anyone there in the Greater Derby area was doing an online search for any of the professional services you provide, we would see to it you always turn up on that first page. I'm sure you use Google yourself from time to time.
Yes.
Right. So you know when you do. You get that little map that comes up on the screen and it has a short list of businesses attached. You've seen that before?
Yeah, I'm already on that.
Right. Now, for am I saying it right? Is it Derby or Derby?
Derby, yeah.
Right. Now, for Derby or for all the areas that you serve?
Well, so I have a company called Town Square who has gotten me started, but it's just me. I don't have a bunch of people, a bunch of trucks. It's just me. So I'm not wanting, 10 phone calls a day because I can't handle that many calls in a day. So I'm already on the maps, and I'm like first, I'm on page one of the results for Derby, but, for Wichita, which is a bigger city, and some of the surrounding cities, I'm a little bit farther on down the line. And when I'm ready, they told me that they can move me up whenever I'm ready. I'm just, like I said, I can't do 10 phone calls a day just yet.
Right.
And not ever be able to necessarily. I'm just getting started with the website, and I already had some clientele, and I don't want to go scuba diving before I can swim.
Right, I understand. If I may just ask one quick question, are you currently in a contract with Town Square?
We do a month-to-month deal. It's not a contract. It's just at the end of the month, if I want to go on to the next month, we do. And if I don't, we call it a day.
I see. All right. Well, I've made note of this. And have you been with them long?
About 2 months.
About 2 months. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
So what would your monthly rate be to do what you just said? And did you notice anything on – did you actually look at my website, or did you just pull the
right now I'm looking at a listing on Angie for you. And
yeah,
and I did not see a link to the website on your Angie listing. So you're using both Angie and Town Square?
I don't pay Angie's. I work for them through Handyman app, and so I'm on there for that, but I don't have to pay for that through Angie's.
I see.
So I've got my own website that's totally separate from the Angie's deal.
I see. So for Swank's Drain and Line Cleaners, I actually had not come upon a website for that when I did a search
SwankDrainAndMain.com.
SwankDrainAndMain.com?
Yes, sir.
Right. Because when you do a search, just for the business name, that Angie list comes up. But not the website. Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. Since it's a relatively new website, it looks like it has not been pushed to come up organically when people are even typing in your business name and address. So that is something that you would want to emphasize. But so this is
what
one that,
that. What else do you notice just from looking at it that? Could be better.
Well, for the work you're doing, I don't know that I would necessarily use a picture of that picture of sludge, but of course people, you know, they need to have things cleaned out. So that's what they're doing. But I mean, it looks like it's a perfectly, functional website and nothing that, you should, be concerned about. If you don't mind my asking, what is Town Square currently charging you a month for their services?
Yeah, well, that's where I think that I'm losing, because I'm up to $5.99 a month, and they maintain my Facebook page, but all they do on the Facebook page that I created was post some corny videos. And, you know, now that they've got the website up and edited, I don't know that they're doing anything. And for $5.99 a month, at least in Derby, I would like to be, you know, top five. And then, you know, on the map section, you know, I specifically am open at 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. when all my competitors open at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I should be at 6-7 p.m. you know, when people are doing these searches for the next day, I should
right.
be up there as the only place open, and I'm not.
Yeah, if you know, now that I'm looking here, I'm not seeing on this website where that's actually something that definitely should be emphasized, because I'll tell you, when I want a plumber in a hurry, that's the first thing I look at.
If they're open, yeah.
Yeah, on your contact. Okay, so you have to go all the way to the contact page, and it's in a little box at the side of the contact page.
No, I'm talking about the maps, the hours, like when you search or drain service, you know, the map thing comes up, and it says who's open and who's closed. And hell, if there's 30 plumbing people that results from whatever you searched, I'm always down there at the very bottom, if I'm even on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the correct verbiage to tell them, like, hey, like, you know, like I said, it's only the second month, but I don't have a contract. If they just wanted to make that, I'm into it for a little over $1,000 in 2 months, and I've got one job as a result. And that's not a good investment, in my opinion.
Well, and certainly not if all they're doing is putting you in, you know, your zip code in Derby, which, you know, is a small market. They should probably already know you there already. And as I said, just between you and me, it's a perfectly acceptable website, but it doesn't emphasize, you know, what you would want to have emphasized. If I may ask you just a couple of quick questions, just to get, because I'll tell you the other thing is at $599 a month, I agree with you. They should be doing a lot more for you than just maintaining your own Facebook page and keeping you on the first page in Derby for a month.
I have other business. Like, I have a pest control company that over the years I've gotten myself where I'm number three on the list of Google for any pest control associated services for Wichita and surrounding areas. And I've stayed there for years, for at least 2 years, where I don't pay anybody to do it. I've done it myself. I'm paying them to do that for this business because I don't have a whole lot of time, and they're not cutting the cheese, in my opinion. And I kind of need some backup to say, you're right, they're not.
Yeah, and thank you for that, because I was going to mention, there's a Swank Pest Control in Derby that comes up immediately, even when I put Swank Drain and Line Cleaners as a search. I'm getting your pest control business, but Pound Square, they're not pushing the drain and line cleaners the way they should if we're still looking at pest control.
When you say pushing, what does that really mean? What do you mean pushing?
Well, what you want is you want your business to appear organically, so that when people are doing their search, they believe they have found you, when in reality, we see to it that you are finding them. and they will call you directly as a top recommended option in your area, and we can define that area. In fact, that's one thing I was going to ask you is, do you work outside of Derby?
Yes, I work. You know, Derby's a very small part of my business.
Right,
to be honest, I live here.
Right. So how far out from Derby would you want people to find you?
Oh, at least 60 miles.
Okay. And the work you're doing, is it pretty much residential customers, or do you also do commercial?
I do both. And I try to stay with line cleaning, unclogging drains. That gets me the most money and the most jobs. And, you know, they kept saying when we were setting all this up, well, what else do you do? Well, dude, I don't want to do plumbing. You know, I don't want to do new installs. I don't want to do hot water heaters. And that's really the only two jobs that they've got me. But the website does, it's pretty clear, I think, on the, it's a drain and sewer line company. But,
right.
You know, you're going to get those other calls, definitely. But I don't feel like we're where we need to be. And going into, it's about 3 months now. We went live in December. And so, you know, they have got a good website, I believe, and they've got me on the results page. But, hell, I had to do all the work myself just to get on the maps part of it. And, you know, I think that, I don't know what the verbiage is for it, but I should be on there as open for any plumbing result. After 6 p.m.
Absolutely. By the way, my apologies. My name again was Doug, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Jeff Swank.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff. And Jeff, I actually pinged my regional director in your area, and he's been looking at some of these notes that I have. I think you'd be a very good fit with us, and I'll just tell you this. We would definitely do better for you, and I don't think it's going to cost you anywhere near $600 a month, you know, unless you want the services, obviously. But if we could do better for you, and our price is fair, do you feel like this is something that you would want to make a switch on?
Immediately, yes.
Well, let me do this for you. Let me get... Mm-hmm.
They told me when I decided, I told them at first a couple weeks ago that I'd give them $1,000 for Google AdWords, and they told me that they could have it ready in 2 fucking weeks. I said,
really?
I can do a Google ad campaign in an hour myself.
I was going to say.
What's 2 weeks? 2 weeks?
Okay.
I told them, forget it, you know?
Let me do this. Let me get my regional director, Paul, on the line here. Paul's going to have a price for you, and he can give you specific details. He can also answer any specific questions you have. Take me just a moment to get him on the line, okay, Jeff?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yes.
Hi there, Jeff. Jeff, my name